I never drink at readings, but I'm going to have a cup of sucking, because I may be saying farewell to Cascadia after 38 years. To my muse, I admit it, I've grown less fond of poetry as I've grown old. What once seemed bold is commonplace, a howl, a whisper, a groan. I'm no longer dazzled by philologists arguing the subtleties of antiquities. I'm baffled by poets who succeed. What's more, I never really trusted the trusty metaphor, the smiling simile grinning back at me from the workshopped page of tomorrow's star. I like my language to be clear as any summer day, no effects to get in the way when you, my dear, come calling. Meanwhile, I am here, waiting in the twilight regions of the lizard brain, listening like a bride for that first breathy whisper, uncertain of whether you are an angel or a demon. There's more truth in that poem than you probably know. I spent many years in the service of poetry, but as I've gotten older and been disengaged from the publishing business, not so much anymore. Something's happened in American poetry that I can't exactly put my finger on, but I can't ignore it either. And it is, to me, I think, a cheapening of what poetry really is. It's not just entertainment, it just isn't. What's mine? I've a fat, happy Buddha belly, not to be confused with Buddha mind, which is arrow slim and quick as the knife of Ting the cook slicing fresh ham. I do not claim to know the joys and sorrows of the koi and the pond, but I know the pleasures of feeding them. The fruit on the tree of love is an apple I have sampled and will again. Golden apples, sweet oranges in the sun. Everything I own is in my heart and head and amounts to almost nothing, a dream, and yet a long moment of silence to greet the day is a glimpse of heaven. There are dreams to be realized before dreams and dreamers die. We're born on the wings of butterflies. If you think that's a metaphor, you are wrong. If you look at the migration of the butterflies from Mexico to the United States, you'll understand the devastating ecological consequences of that, quote, metaphor, unquote. Another love song. A full moon emerges, pale, almost transparent above the Rio de la Plata, rising slowly toward the Southern Cross. Like millions of porteños, my wife and I take refuge in a sidewalk cafe, eating slowly, sipping wine, talking late, waiting for the heat to subside before we can mosey off to bed, a little high, tired, to dream whatever dreams we might. Gray is bald, still a little weak from months of chemotherapy, and wearing a white knit hat because her wig is hot. We move slowly along the still thronged streets of the Palermo neighborhood at 2 a.m., greeted by a blizzard of falling tiny yellow acacia flowers with each small breeze. It is almost solstice. In El Norte, winter storms howl in the trees. Friends have drained the pipes in our Port Townsend house and prepared it for a lengthy freeze. Here, my wife and I return to find relief, to heal a little from the assaults of age that in the end, no life can escape. So this is the autumn of my life, this exile or retreat into the heart of Buenos Aires summertime. I think of others, Galeano, Gelman, Borges, Cortázar, Che, so many who knew these lovely streets as home or exile in a mean time that now seems so very long ago, despite the daily news of the Madres de la Plaza de Mayo, who still meet to demand that we remember the victims of the dirty war and its criminals who are still on trial. But here I find no winter in the blood, no ice storm in the heart. I look into the eyes of one I have loved so long and find myself at peace. Esteban, my brother, kisses both our cheeks, and I kiss his, grateful for whatever days remain in a heart grown weak with age and heartbreak over all that those I loved betrayed. The American capitalist enterprise is on its knees. Nothing can rinse the blood from hands that clung so tenaciously to greed. Nothing can resurrect the American dream. In the country of the heart, every border is a bridge, a door that opens wide, a window on the world from which we see ourselves as one, one in gratitude, one in solidarity. Soon it will be dawn. The moon is slowly going down. My wife sleeps peacefully, and every now and then a sigh escapes her lips. She is so beautiful, it makes me weep.